令和7年度第2回岐阜新聞学力テストの放送を聞いて答える問題を行います。リスニング放送を始める前に、回答用紙に受験番号、登録番号、中学校名、氏名を記入して、QR コードシールを貼ってください。1. これから短い英文を読みます。英文は、カッコ1からカッコ5まで5つあります。それぞれの英文を読む前に、日本語で内容に関する質問をします。その質問に対する答えとして、最も適切なものを、あからえから1つずつ選び、符号で書きなさい。なお、英文は、カッコ1からカッコ3は1回ずつ、カッコ4、カッコ5は2回ずつ読みます。カッコ1。これから読む英文は、オリビアがあるものについて説明しているときのものです。何について説明をしているでしょう。
My father bought it for me last year for my birthday.I was happy when I got it because I love music. I play it every day.
2. これから読む英文はマイケルとユキとの会話です。前の日曜日のユキの様子を表しているものはどれでしょう?
Yuki, what did you do last Sunday?
I wanted to go shopping with my sister, but I couldn't.
Oh, why not?
I was sick, so I was sleeping in bed.
3. これから読む英文は留学生のデイビッドとサエコとの会話です。その会話の最後でサエコが一言付け加えるとすると、どの表現が最も適切でしょう。なお、サエコが一言付け加えるところでチャイムが鳴ります。
Good morning, Saeko. We have PE class today, right? What are we going to do in PE class?
Let's see.We are going to play soccer today.
That sounds fun. How many PE classes do you have a week?
Well,
4. これから読む英文は海外研修で博物館を訪れる生徒たちにウィルソン先生が話をしている時のものです。話の内容を正しく表しているものはどれでしょう?
Today, we will go to a museum by bus. In the museum, you can learn about the history of America. First, we will watch a short movie. Don't worry.The English in the movie is not difficult. Next, we will walk around the museum. You can take pictures, but you must not touch the things in the museum. We will leave the museum at 12 o'clock. So, please come back to the bus at 11:50.
繰り返します。
Today,We will go to a museum by bus. In the museum, you can learn about the history of America. First, we will watch a short movie. Don't worry, the English in the movie is not difficult. Next, we will walk around the museum. You can take pictures, but you must not touch the things in the museum.We will leave the museum at 12 o'clock. So, Please come back to the bus at 11:50.
カッコ5。これから読む英文は、留学生のリサがスピーチをしている時のものです。話の内容を正しく表しているものはどれでしょう？
Hi, I'm Lisa. I came to Japan 6 months ago to learn Japanese and Japanese culture. At first, I did not speak a lot. I was very nervous. However, my teachers and classmates often talked to me. Sometimes I couldn't understand some Japanese words. But my friends helped me and told me the meanings of the words. Now I enjoy talking in Japanese. Yesterday, I went to a sushi restaurant. It was my first time to try sushi in Japan. It was very good. I am having a good time in Japan. Thank you for listening.
繰り返します。
Hi, I'm Lisa. I came to Japan 6 months ago to learn Japanese and Japanese culture. At first, I did not speak a lot. I was very nervous. However, my teachers and classmates often talked to me. Sometimes I couldn't understand some Japanese words. But my friends helped me and told me the meanings of the words. Now, I enjoy talking in Japanese. Yesterday, I went to a sushi restaurant. It was my first time to try sushi in Japan. It was very good. I am having a good time in Japan. Thank you for listening.
これから読む英文は、中学生の匠が祖父母の町での体験について英語の授業で発表している時のものです。この英文を聞いて、カッコ1、カッコ2の問いに答えなさい。なお、英文は2回読みます。英文を聞く前に、まずカッコ1、カッコ2の問いを読みなさい。では、始めます。
Hi, everyone. This summer, I visited my grandfather and grandmother. I stayed with them for 4 days. My parents were busy and they had to work. So, they didn't come with me this time. In their town, there is a beautiful river. The water there is very clean.And we can see a lot of fish swimming in the river. One afternoon, my grandfather decided to take me to the river. We tried to walk to the river, but it was very hot, so we went there by car. When we arrived at the river, I was surprised because there were many people. I wondered, why are there so many people?When I came here with my parents last year, there weren't any people there. My grandfather said, Well, some people posted pictures of this river on the internet, so it became famous. People in this town are happy because now they have more people visiting here. But they are also trying hard to clean the river every day.He also told me that some volunteers clean the river in the evening. That day, I joined the volunteers because I also wanted to help. I hope that everyone can always see a beautiful and clean river. I hope we can still enjoy the beautiful nature in the future. Thank you.
繰り返します。
Hi, everyone. This summer, I visited my grandfather and grandmother. I stayed with them for 4 days. My parents were busy and they had to work. So, they didn't come with me this time. In their town, there is a beautiful river. The water there is very clean, and we can see a lot of fish swimming in the river. One afternoon, my grandfather decided to take me to the river. We tried to walk to the river, but it was very hot, so we went there by car. When we arrived at the river, I was surprised because there were many people. I wondered, why are there so many people? When I came here with my parents last year, there weren't any people there. My grandfather said, well, some people posted pictures of this river on the internet, so it became famous. People in this town are happy because now they have more people visiting here. But they are also trying hard to clean the river every day. He also told me that some volunteers clean the river in the evening. That day, I joined the volunteers because I also wanted to help. I hope that everyone can always see a beautiful and clean river. I hope we can still enjoy the beautiful nature in the future. Thank you.
これで放送を聞いて答える問題を終わります。